You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us. Trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. We're opening our broadcast service with the trio singing for us, The Man on the Middle Cross.
Three crosses once stood on a lonely hill, where three
It is true, there were three men crucified that day, but the man on the middle cross was the one who gave his life and shed his blood to make it possible for us to be redeemed from a miserable and a wretched life of sin. The other two were criminals, and one of them said they were worthy to be there, or they deserved to be there, but not the man on the middle cross. Father, we do thank you for the love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And we're thankful not only did he die on that cross, but he rose again the third day to make it possible for us to be raised from the life of sin to life in Christ. We pray that you'll bless our broadcast service today as it goes forth. The Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our service now with the selection, We Shall Behold the King.
Deep in the night, the angels were heard singing a sweet melody.
For today's broadcast, He is not here. And our text of Scripture is Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. We would like to think about Jesus today and the things that led up to His resurrection. First, there are those who say that Jesus did not die. So let us see what the Scriptures has to say about that. And after that, they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him, and put his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross, and when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. And they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is the place of a skull. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garment, casting lots upon them, whatever man should take. Mark 15, verses 20 and through 24. There were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Luke chapter 23, verses 32 and 33. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. John chapter 19, verse 30 to 33. Pilate wanted to know for sure that Jesus was dead before he would give Joseph to take the body from off the cross. Joseph had gone to Pilate to get his permission, and Pilate would not think that by that time he was dead. When evening was come, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate wondered if he were already dead. And calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for a while. And when he knew it from the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. Mark chapter 15, verses 42 through 45. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. Matthew chapter 27, verses 59 and 60. If Jesus did not die, then you would have to say he lied to the disciples. Notice this passage of Scripture, Matthew chapter 20, verses 18 and 19. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priest and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. Those are the words of Jesus Christ, and Jesus knew whereof he spoke, and he always spoke the truth. Now, to our thought, the grave could not hold him. He is not here. Just as there are those who do not believe Jesus died, there are those who do not believe he was resurrected. The religious leaders at that time paid the guards who had guarded the tomb to lie and say that the disciples had stolen his body away. Some of the disciples did not believe he had risen when they first heard the news, so they certainly did not come to that tomb and steal him away. On the first day of the week, there was an earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. When some of the women came to anoint the body for burial, they were informed by the angel, "Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay." Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. The women left to go tell the disciples, and it seems that Mary Magdalene returned later alone. For we read in Mark 16, "Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene." The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the very heart of Christianity. Without it, you would not have another Savior, or have a Savior, or just have another religion. If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and our faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 14 through 20. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, that's Peter, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at one time, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as one born out of due season. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3-7. Not only was it necessary for Christ to rise from the dead, he would not have been Christ if he hadn't have risen from the dead. But it is necessary for us to believe that he did to be saved from our sins. Notice this passage of Scripture out of the book of Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10. "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. For that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 and verses 8, 9, and 10. After Jesus Christ was resurrected, as I have just read, he was seen by more than 500 people along with the apostles. On the first day of the week, two disciples were walking towards Emmaus when this stranger joined them. At least they thought he was a stranger, and they were talking about what had happened that day. And Jesus asked them, what were they talking about? And they said, well, you know, we thought that Jesus was the Christ. We thought he was to be the Savior, but he was crucified. And then Jesus opened to them the Scriptures. They went in the place there where they were going to have a meal that evening, and Jesus went in with them, and he broke the bread. And when he broke the bread, he opened their eyes, and they saw and realized that it was Jesus. They got up from the table and hurriedly returned to Jerusalem to tell them about how they had seen the Lord. Some of the disciples were very slow in believing that he had been resurrected. But as he told them that he would see them in Galilee, he did. After they returned to Galilee, Peter and some of them went fishing, and then Jesus appeared to them there and invited them to breakfast. They had not caught anything, but Jesus had prepared some fish for them to eat. And he tarried for 40 days before he returned to the Father. And they tarried there in Jerusalem for 10 more days until the day of Pentecost, whenever the fulfillment of Christ's words that they would be baptized by the Holy Ghost was fulfilled. So Jesus Christ not only was crucified, but he rose the third day, and as our text says, I am he that was dead, but I am alive forevermore. And because he lives, we shall live also. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our living, risen Lord. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing the message of truth with our congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit will accommodate and make it a blessing to each and to every one. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. And we thank the Lord for the message, not only of the death of Christ, but of the resurrection as well. Yes, he gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. He is the only Redeemer this world has, and we're thankful that we can present his message on this broadcast today. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, on our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine if you would like. We have a number of them there on our website. And also, we have a number of our broadcasts if you've missed any or would like to hear one over again. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Our services are also broadcast over the Internet, and we invite you, if at all possible, to be with us for those services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. Our midweek service, Wednesday evening, at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this broadcast with you. And again, we trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. We'd like to invite you to tune in next week at the same time for another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
One life of